Blog Talk Radio. My. What's happening, everybody? This is Wardell Platch Jr., and it is Throwback Thursday. And it is kind of wild, right? It's kind of wild for me because I just posted a picture of me. And I was, you know, I was young, and I had my Prince hairdo or my Dill hairdo, or I'm just going off of the comments that people were making about my hairdo. But that's what Throwback Thursday is about. Sometimes it's cute, and sometimes it is tore up, those pictures. So please don't let me be out there by myself. Post your pictures. As I'm on the road here out in Houston, Texas, and doing my show with you guys on the road, and I love it. I love it because I love this show. This is a great show. We had an amazing show yesterday with Benjamin Wright, composer, songwriter, producer, arranger, who worked with everybody in the world, it seemed like. And so if you haven't had a chance to go back and if you didn't have a chance to hear the show, just go back to our archives. The show yesterday, Indie Jazz Day, it was a great interview from a legend. And as a matter of fact, Greg is making flyers for the legends and stuff for Solar Records. So if you guys have any ideas, any legends that you want us to make flyers for, you know, just post the name on the page and stuff, and Greg will look into it and stuff, and we're going to try to get these legends on. So we could do both. We could do the living legends, and we can do the legends that have passed on already, okay? So feel free to, to participate and bless us with your thoughts. We do appreciate that. The song that you guys just finished hearing was a song that I didn't even know when it happened, but I was playing drums on Edmund Champagne King, Love Come Down. And so Kashif did that to me. He's the one that produced her, and he took my drum track off of And the Beat Goes On. and not only did he do that, but he blessed me years later. In 1988, he gave me a check for $5,000 just to say thank you. And I was in shock, and I was appreciative, and I really appreciate Kashif. Rest in peace, my brother. Thank you very much for what you do for us. For the industry, for the music industry. Thank you for your integrity. As we know, it can be really a little crazy in the industry nowadays, right? Everybody's trying to get their money. I appreciate you loving and doing the right thing, man. All right. Anyway, guys, we want to get going next week on Solar Records Radio. We are going to have another throwback artist, which is Blue Magic, next Wednesday. So guys, come tune in and hang out with us. It's going to be a great thing, going to be a great time, and we hope that you guys will come and be blessed as we will be blessed, you know, be having the opportunity to talk to these guys. They are still out there. 50 years. You talk about a career? 50 years in the business. So I'm just so impressed and so proud and so happy that we could get those guys on, and so we look forward to that. So next Wednesday, tune in, hang out with us, and please be interactive on the page. You know, let us know you're there. You know, we love you and we appreciate you, and we love some of the things you post. Post your throwback pictures. At least do that. Come on, don't leave me out there all by myself. Okay, so you can go to Solar Records Radio in the group on Facebook. If you want, or just if you're on my personal friend on my personal page, just put it in there as well, okay? We love you guys. So speaking of Blue Magic, why don't we visit it? We'll be right back.
Come over me. I thought I saw your face. you speak. Calling my name, I must be insane, I just can't explain.
Thank you.
What's happening, everybody? I'm hanging out here with my boy, Don Fleming. He's in the house. What's up, Don?
Hey, what's happening, man? What's happening? Who did you just play, man? I like that. That's a nice little groove right there.
Yeah, that's Cameo. That's Cameo, man. And Nathan is doing the lead on that. And so, I Nathan came on from Cameo. You know, we had an interview with him. I think you were there. And
mm-hmm.
So that was
one
of the songs he wanted me to play. And when I started, I was like, oh, yeah, I really like that song. So I had to go back to it.
Nice groove.
It's feeling good. How you doing on this beautiful Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio, my brother?
Man, I'm good. I am good, man. I'm just enjoying that little block, man. Keep it coming, man. I love it.
Oh, yeah, you got it, man. I'm on the road, dude. I'm out in Houston, Texas. Houston, Texas. Who's the artist from Houston, Texas? Hey, everybody. You know that? It starts out like that? Hey,
no.
Everybody. Oh, come on, man.
You are in Houston. Yo, man, Houston, Texas. Nice. I am in the mountains, man, so I'm on the road also.
Oh, see, technology is awesome. We could be on working together in two different parts of the world and, you know, and doing whatever we need to do and still be together. I love it. And I got my Solar Records Radio hat on. As a matter of fact, Don, we need to get you Solar Records Radio hat ASAP.
Bet.
Yes, sir.
Works
so,
for me.
Anyway,
I'd love to have one.
So, yes, sir. So, anyway, much love to all of the listeners and stuff. And don't forget to post your Throwback Thursday pictures. I haven't taken a look yet because I'm out here. I'm actually doing the show from a Mexican restaurant. And so it's really cool. They're cool with me. You know, they know me, and they're like, go do it. We love Solar. So we're having a good time here, and I want to thank all the people here at the, what is it called? Oh, man. What's that drink called? The Margarita Mexican restaurant. Thank you guys so much. Yes, thank you. In Houston, Texas. All right. So anyway, have anybody ever in, you know, you've been in, like in life and in general, and you meet somebody or whatever the case is, whether you go out to a club or, you know, when you're younger, in your younger days, you're a single man, and you know, you go out, hang out with your buddies and stuff, and y'all go and hang out. Did anybody ever rub you the wrong way when you were out of these clubs? Like, just really, like, made you uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Do you remember having that?
Yeah, I do.
And when they rubbed you the wrong way, was it just something they said, the way they were looking at you, or what was it that made them rub you the wrong way?
It might have been something that they said, and it's like, you know, it's one of those things like, what's your problem? Do you have a problem with me? Let's go ahead and squash this right now, you know? And I've been many occasions where I've done that. Is there a problem?
Wow. see, that's the difference between Don and I. He's a big guy, right? So he says, we need to squash this right now. As a little guy like me, I'm not trying to squash anything.
No.
Because I might be the one that gets squashed, right? So I'm trying to get away from the darkness. So, but yeah, it's been many times I've experienced that where somebody just like look at you like, you know, and I've seen people even on the news where there was a couple walking out of a restaurant and it was another guy and his girl walking into the restaurant and the two guys bumped arms by accident.
Uh-huh.
Right? But one of the guys was like heated about it. He was heated.
Uh-huh.
He was so angry. He was so angry about it. And the other guy was just saying, cool, man, just calm down, dude. We just bumped a just calm down. And the guy didn't, the guy was just, you know, you are not going to tell me to calm down in front of my girl. So he's like, now you've taken it to another level. You're trying to embarrass me in front of my girl. So this guy goes out to his car, gets a gun, and come back and shoots the guy. How crazy is that, Don? What kind of world are we living today?
Man, sometimes, you know, the ego, man, the ego gets the best of you, especially if it's in front of, you know, a young lady or whatever. You know, men's testosterone, that ego just soars. And I'm going to tell you a quick story of me. I lost my cool. I was at a, you know, for my fraternity. Actually, I was at like a little Greek function. And, you know, my younger days, man. And there were a group, another fraternity that was doing their party step. And they were doing it in unison. So they were going around the dance floor. And this one particular guy would go around the dance floor, and he'd step on my foot. No big deal. Stepped on my foot. So they party hop around again as like this revolution. So he comes back, and he steps on my foot again. Steps on my foot again. I said, I guess you know that everybody's partying, having a good time, man. It just happened. But I'm like, why is it the same person stepping on my foot? So I say, okay, I let it go. He comes around, does the party, you know, does his little party walk with him and his frat brothers. He steps on my foot again, the third time. He looks at me, and I nod my head. I said, okay, I got something for him next time. So right around the time, the fourth time he comes around, and it looks like he's getting ready to step on my foot, I grab him by his, I guess by the neck of his shirt, and yank him out of the party line and chunked him, I guess, through, I don't know, my strength or whatever. I yanked him and slammed him on the floor. And I said, what is your problem, brother?
Wow.
And the other guys is, you know, getting on me, and some of my frat brothers were jumping in, and I didn't even swing. I just yanked him out of his line. And they were like, no, he drunk. I said, man, and I said a few expletives, and that, your man is about to get messed up, you know, and this.
Wow.
So, but again, it was three times. I let it, you know. I have a bad temper, and it was one of those things to where I let it go, no big deal, because, you know, you hear those stories, like you were saying about someone going in their car and getting a gun. You hear these type of stories. So you try to, you know, alleviate out of that, getting out of that equation. So it just happened to me, and I knew he was doing it on purpose. So, you know, I just happened to do what I had to do, but everything got resolved once his frat brothers came, and then my frat brothers came, and we all kind of dissolved and said, well, he was drunk and he was this or whatever. So, you know, it was one of those moments where, you know, I lost my cool, but, you know, it took a few things for him to do that for me to do what I did. I'm not proud of that moment, but, you know, it's one of those things that I had to do what I had to do at that time as a 24-year-old done, you know? So, and that's when I was, you know, I was really into weights and I was really into lifting and things like that. And so, you know, and I was a peaceful guy, but yeah, man, we all have those moments. It's just how you deal with it. And that was one of those moments where I'm not proud of, where I did lose my cool. So, go ahead.
Man, yes, you did. Man, oh, man, I would not have wanted to have been that guy. But, you know, that's what happens when you are being irresponsible with drinking. You know, you don't need to drink to get drunk. That makes you stupid. And bad things happen to stupid people. You know, you got to be careful what you do.
I concur.
I'm telling you, grow up. Grow up and be responsible for your place in that space, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Take responsibility and be the man or the woman that you are supposed to be, and not just let alcohol dictate to you, or drugs or whatever it is, even another person dictate to you who you're supposed to be. Take responsibility. Anyway, so with that being said, you know what? I like to rub somebody the right way. So I want to say that, and my buddy Johnny Gill feels the same way. So we'll be right back.
That's what I'm talking about.
The magic in my goes out to all the lovely ladies in the house. Something like this.
Intimate friends is all I wanted to be. Give me into love, baby. Now, baby.
Well, I was waiting for Lakeside to take us to the next song. Are you ready to party? Yes, I am. Let's get going. Man, what an amazing song, right? What an amazing live performance by Lakeside. And they are still doing that right here and now. We just had Steve Shockley from Lakeside on yesterday, on our show yesterday, and I asked him before the show, are you guys doing that song, Giving In to Love? Because that is one amazing song. And he says, oh, yeah. So, guys, you got to go out and see these guys because, I mean, they're still putting it down. And they're still having a great time. The people are still having a great time. And that's what it's all about, just having a good time, right? And so I'm hoping that you guys get a chance and go out there and have a good time with the original Lakeside. That's what, you know, most of the original members, that's why they're called the original Lakeside, because there's two different Lakesides now. Mark, the lead singer, has his own version of Lakeside. And then you have all the other members that are, you know, doing their thing. So go out there, show some love, and you will be blessed. You will be blessed. So I'm so grateful that we are able to do this together here and hang out Throwback Thursday. And so, you know, if man, I was just looking at something and it just broke my heart that my brother's not here anymore. But I love Michael Jackson. I love the things that he musically would do, and just bless the music industry, bless the different parts of the music industry, because there was a time when they wouldn't even play black videos on MTV, but because of Michael Jackson and the company that was he was signed with at the time, they, you know, because of their push for justice, they basically got them to start playing not just Michael Jackson's video, but all R&B, you know, the rest of us, right? We got on there too, so. But it's just a shame that you have to fight for something like that, right? It's like, come on. It's music TV. What are you trying to say? That music TV is only for a certain group of people? Get out of here. So, but you see, you have this form of prejudice in any and everything. And it's really sad that people can't just love each other for who we are. It's always got to be about who you are or who they are, right? It's all about me. No, it's not. It's not about you, goofy. Anyway, all right, guys. So, like I said, thinking about him, I want to play some music by my brother. We miss you, brother, and we love you so much.
The hurt, you took the shame. They built the walls to block your way. You beat them down, you won the day. Taught them all, you made them care, yes you were there, and thanks to you, there's now a door, we all walk through, and we are here, for all to see, to be the best.
Yeah. knew that love would bring this happiness I'm being. I tried to keep my sanity, I waited patiently. Girl, you know it seems a life is so complete. I love this truth because of you. You're doing what you do.
Anyway, I wanted to play another Michael Jackson song, but I couldn't do it. They said, no, I can't do it. It's just because his energy, right? The energy that comes from Michael Jackson is just absolutely amazing. Him, I mean, his Janet has got that same, she's infected with that same gene that just comes after you. It just comes out and it does what it does, and it's really a blessing. It pulls you right in, right into this wonderful place that, you know, that they, them two were very, very good at pulling you in. And I want to miss Michael. I miss him so much, and I just, man, it was so sad because every time he came out with something new, it would create something, period. And for some reason, he was really good at finding producers that gave him and took him to the next level and kept him current, right? And so that's why I love him, and I like to, I wanted to just, you know, make that block all about Michael. Appreciate you, my brother, and we love you. And so, guys, thanks for tuning in. Whoa, man, oh, man. We got about another 42 minutes left in the show, and I really appreciate you guys hanging out with us today. And what a blessing it is. Don't forget, tomorrow we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records every Friday on Solar Records Radio. And so, you know, come hang out with us. Come hang out. We really know how to have a good time. I'm telling you, don't we, guys? I mean, what? Yeah, Okay. All right, cool. I'm going to do it. All right, guys. They want me to give you a sample. We do here on Solar Records Radio on Fridays, the music that we listen to. And so come and hang out with us, like I said, tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Solar Records Radio. We love you. And so, hey, it's all about Solar.
Right now, we want you to get your hands together, and we're going to start the party. Let's welcome Solar Recording Artists. Solar Recording Artists.
I'm gonna
You're in the mix. I love that, man. You are in the mix.
Yeah, so that's what it's about, right? That's what we're going to be doing tomorrow. So tune in, hang out with us, and we're going to have a great time together on Solar Records Radio. And we really appreciate you guys for tuning in today and bless us. We got about another 35 minutes left in the show, and we're just so grateful. And I want to say thanks to Greg again for his amazing artwork. He's just something else. And don't forget, guys,
oh, yeah.
We're going to be having, if you can think of any legends that, you know, we're doing, you know, tributes to legends and stuff. So just write their names on the page, you know, music legends. Put their name on the page, and then you know, Greg will take it from there. But just, you know, show us who you think is a living legend, okay? And also the ones that have passed on that were legends, because we will be doing something in regards to that as well. So we love you and appreciate you. And so go ahead, Don.
It's all good, man. You know, again, it is Throwback Thursday, Solar Records Radio, and the next block, I'm dedicating this whole next block to all that blue-eyed soul. What do you think about that blue-eyed soul, Wardell?
I'd like to hear it. Yeah.
You know what? It's only fair for me to play it. Man, let me take you back to 1980, give you a classic from the group Ambrosia. This is called The Biggest Part of Me. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
All alone with me, I there warm me. And when I feel I can't go on, you come and hold me. It's you and me forever. If you feel like leaving, you know you can go. But why don't you stay until tomorrow? If you wanna be free, you know, all you got to do is say.
Yes, man, that was my little block. That was my little contribution to Wardell's show. Of course, Throwback Thursday, every Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Of course, I call it Wardell's Afternoon Drive. I am your host. I'm your co-host, Don Fleming. See, I am taking over your show. Music from Hall & Oates, 1975. Of course, that is Sarah Smile. Before that, from the album Cool Relax, I had to hook up a little John B. Of course, that is They Don't Know, and of course started off the block from 1980, music from Ambrosia, The Biggest Part of Me. And we got about another 20 minutes left of the show, and again, about to wrap it up, but we still got a little ways to go, man. What'd you think? What'd you think, Wardell? What'd you think?
Well, let me just tell you, Sarah's Smile. Greg, don't be a hater.
Philly boys.
But
Philly boys.
But, When I was in Philly, and I decided I wanted to try out to see what this R&B thing was, and so the first group that I got with to play R&B music, because I was a jazz drummer, we started doing, you know, rehearsing, and then we started doing gigs. Do you know what? They let me sing Sarah's Smile in the group.
Oh, I would love to hear that.
Oh, and Sarah was smiling away. I'm just joking about that part because I didn't know anyone named Sarah. I don't think there's too many. I was around a lot of black kids growing up, but I don't think there's no black. Is there your black girl's name Sarah? I don't know.
You know what? You know, here's the crazy part. You know, my wife is black, and her name is Jill. So go dig that.
Man,
but no, man. It's wrapping up, we're kind of winding down on the show again, but I want to remind you guys, check out tonight. I will be live and direct, of course, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday night with yours truly, Don Fleming. And, of course, I'm going to get Wardell. I'm going to call Wardell and be like, come on in, Wardell, help me out. You know, so he's going to hook me up with some blocks while I go downstairs and eat. That's usually how it goes. You know, Wardell hooks me up. Wardell co-hosts the show with me. And, of course, does a heck of a job, you know. But if there's those long stretches on my show where I don't see anything and Wardell is, I'm pretty much eating. So, I love food, man. I love food. Let's go into some music, man. Again, got about another 17 minutes left. You got anything for me, Wardell? Or you got this or you want me to get it?
You got it, man. I'm on the road.
Well, you know what?
I have a drum lesson.
Ah,
and I'm 2 hours.
I got you.
I'm two hours away from it. I have to go teach.
Well, you know what?
Yeah,
so. We're winding it down. We're winding it down on Solar Records Radio. But I'm not going to waste your time talking, running my mouth. Let's go ahead and get into some music. Let's take you back 1992. This is music from Aaron Hall. It's called Don't Be Afraid. You guys keep it locked right here. Of course, Wardell, Don Fleming, Solar Records Radio.
Yes.
Saying daddy to me, but
Radio, of course, that is Joe. That was another block of mine. I wanted to hook that up for Wardell, of course, from 1994. That was the Georgie Porgy remix. Of course, you guys know Georgie Porgy was a beautiful song back in 78 from Toto. Of course, that is the remix from 1993 from George's, from Joe's Everything album, of course, great album, and that was around the time New Jack Swing started winding down, but even in the early 90s, going into the mid-90s, it was just all about the remixes, of course. That was, again, that was Joe All or Nothing. Before that, I gave you two songs from the Juice soundtrack, Tammy Lucas and Teddy Riley, Is It Good to You? Of course, that was the R&B version of Heavy D's Is It Good to You from his Peaceful Journey album from 1991. Of course, started off the block, Mr. Aaron Hall, one-third of the group Guy. That is called Don't Be Afraid. 3 minutes left of the show, man. That's about time for us, man. But thank you for tuning in. What else, man? Hey, take it away. It's your show. Do your thing.
all right, guys. Well, thank you. Thanks, Don. And thanks to all the listeners and Hank for hanging out with us. Thanks, Greg, for all your work. And we appreciate all you guys for, you know, blessing Soul Eye Records Radio with your time and your comments and just, you know, all the things you guys do with us. So you guys all take care, be blessed, and thanks again for tuning in to Soul Eye Records Radio, and we'll catch you guys next time. Take care. Good night. God bless. Good night, Don.
All right.
Pushing down.